Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you when your world comes crashing down. I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you when you're up against the wall. I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and thank you for joining me for this program. Today we'll be talking about the fact that every adult who was or is sexually active needs an HIV test, even if you are not a straight spouse, but especially if you are a straight spouse. We will be talking a little in detail about older straight spouses and the sexual freedom that some of them now have, and your risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. For this program, we will focus mainly on the older straight spouse. And when I say older, doesn't necessarily mean you're old, but that you are over 40. That's the set of individuals I'll be focusing on tonight, because I don't want you to feel left out, because the younger people, they can still get their groove on with their gay husbands because they're in their 20s and they can still fake it. But when you get into your 40s and older, that's when, you know, stuff can't happen again. So I'm talking about you, because that's the time when some of you are finding out that you're straight spouses, and that's the time when you're getting divorced or separated. And some of you, you want to date again. So you are the group that seems to be impacted most by this straight spouse dilemma. Because sometimes we straight spouses take things for granted. Older women who have passed through childbearing age take so many risks, unnecessary risks. You were probably married for decades to a man who didn't even know how to use a condom or know what one looks like up close. He may have played Russian roulette with his life and yours, messing around anonymously in adult bookstores using glory holes, or meeting strange men he met via Craigslist and other online hookup websites, and going to cheap motels for sexual exploits. And nothing happened to you because he stopped looking at you or having sexual intimacy with you years ago. You don't even know if he was infected. Some of you don't know. You got divorced and you still don't know if your husbands were infected with any of the many diseases that promiscuous men with same-sex orientation sometimes have. So now that your sham of a marriage is over, and you are dating again. Some of you have progressed onto the you know, you're dating again. Because you cannot get pregnant, you don't even think you should use condoms. And if you are doing that, you know I'm talking to you. You don't think about sexual safety. Some older straight spouses have no clue how dangerous it is just having a sexual relationship with someone, with anyone in today's world, without having them tested for sexually transmitted infections, including the dreaded HIV. Why should an older straight spouse know their new love's HIV or STI status? Why should you know your HIV status? Because it's simple to do. Because it's important to know. Because so many older men and women, especially the over 50 set, are infected and don't even imagine they are at risk. Why should anyone of any age consider getting tested for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections and have their partners tested too? Why? Because if you don't know, you can't be sure. If you don't know, you won't be safe. If you don't know, you can't take proper care of yourself. If you don't know, you can't protect your family. Are more adults over 50 now living with HIV and AIDS? Yes, surprisingly. The number of cases of HIV and AIDS in older adults continues to increase. Why, you may ask? There are two main reasons, two main causes. First, higher number of older adults are becoming newly infected with the HIV virus. As women get older, let me talk about our straight spouse sisters. The men have their issues, but let me talk about the sisters, because some of you don't seem to think you have any control. As women get older and menopausal, you know, your bodies don't secrete as much as when you were younger. Vaginal dryness in older females can cause irritation and bruising during sex. And this can make it so much easier for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections to penetrate your body and make you sick. Sexually active straight spouses who find that they are experiencing vaginal dryness during sexual activity with their new love interest should invest in some good water-based lubricants. And I say water-based because it's easier to clean up with water-based. There is no excuse to avoid getting lubricants, as there are so many interesting choices available. You should not wait for anyone to get you lubricant. Buy your own lube so you can pick the one that is most interesting for you. Also, while you are at it, buy your own condoms. Yes, female condoms. They do make the ones for females now. So buy your own. And remember to use them. Don't just buy them and forget about them. Use them. Don't wait for a man to protect you. Protect yourself. And if you want to protect yourself, and he has a problem with that, you should have a problem with him. Do not put yourself at risk just for a roll in the sack. Remember that some men never use condoms. when they were younger, as they were married and did not feel the need to do so. In this day and age of sexually transmitted infections and HIV, make him understand that your life, your quality of life, is more important than a romp in the sack, no matter how exciting it is. Protect yourself. The female condoms are a bit more expensive than the male condoms, but if you want to be sure you are protected, you have to insist on doing it yourself, because some men will not put a condom on. So use your own. You may have to practice using the female condom, but it can be fun to try. Maybe you have a new love who understands the need for sexual safety too, because some men do, and will use the male condom. That is great. Some men cannot get an erection with a condom on, so I understand why they don't want to use it. But now you have the female condom, so you don't have to bear back and get yourself in any pickle. The second reason for the increase in HIV in older people is an increasing proportion of those who have been living with the HIV virus are now maturing. Some older men and women are living for many years with HIV, as it's not really the death sentence that it used to be anymore, but it can really cramp your lifestyle and your quality of life, especially if you're on a very limited income. As you may know, women tend to die from HIV sooner than men. So some widowers may be positive, that's HIV positive, while they are re-entering the dating scene. So even though the widower might be rich and look attractive, you have to be careful. Have him tested before you jump in the sack with him. Be extra vigilant, as during your menopausal years or retirement years, you should not have to deal with a disease that can seriously limit your quality of life and drain your limited financial resources. Be careful. With the popularity of Viagra and other sexual enhancers, older men are beginning to have sexual relations with younger women. Most of them won't use condoms, especially if the woman is sterilized or is already past childbearing age. That's a big mistake, as some of these women, even though they are over 50, are already HIV positive. Every adult should get tested for HIV. Age is no defense. In fact, older people tend to have more severe problems. Your body can't fight as hard as when you were younger, so watch out. Be careful and practice sexual safety. You may be asking, so what about those who are already HIV positive? Because some of you had husbands or lovers who got you infected. So what about you? My answer to that is, be honest with yourself and others. This may come easier to some people than others, but you must be honest. If you plan to jump in the sack with anyone, you should be honest with them. If you plan to have any semblance of a relationship, a sexual relationship with anyone, you should be honest with them and let them know your HIV status. And even though you are already HIV positive, you should want to know their HIV status also. Because Don't go looking for other HIV positive mates, as their HIV strain may be different from yours. And if you put the two strains together, it may end up causing you to get a super infection. You hear the word super infection? Super infections can be medication resistant. And that means your HIV medication regimen that you are already taking may not work for you anymore. And then that can shorten your life even further. Because remember, your body does not fight as much as when you were younger. You don't fight as good as when you were younger. So now if you get a super infection, you're in big trouble. And this is a mess. And it will mess up your quality of life big time. So practice sexual safety even if you are already HIV positive. No condom, no love. No condom, no sex. And remember to lube. Use lots of it. Don't make your situation worse than it is already. Remember that the older you are, the more likely it is to pick up another infection if you are careless. So, what can you do? What I'm going to say goes for everyone, whether you're HIV negative or HIV positive. You can do lots of things. For example, learn about HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases and know how to prevent them. How to prevent yourself from getting them, how to prevent yourself from giving them to someone else. Talk about HIV and other STDs with your partner. You have to have open communication. You have to have a clear, open dialogue. Do not pretend like you are teenagers and you don't know how to have the sex talk. You need to talk about it honestly and openly. That is the only way you will be able to protect yourselves. Because there was a time when you would think that an HIV positive person and an HIV negative person coming together would get the HIV negative person infected. But there are many, many cases where you have people who are serodiscordant. That's what you call when you have a positive and a negative together in a relationship. They're serodiscordant, but they practice safe sex. So the negative person never becomes positive. And the positive person does not pick up any new infections to make them get sicker. So you have to know what you're doing. I know all these years you weren't getting any sex and you were love-starved and you were hungry and horny and everything is going on, and now you feel you have sexual freedom to do whatever you want. The kids are grown. You can go out of town, do whatever you want, but remember, you're going to have to come back home with yourself. Do you want to come home with a healthy self, or you want to come home with a sick self? Which one? Be careful. Talk to your medical provider about HIV and ask how to be tested. And if you don't want your doctor to know that you are doing the nookie, just go to one of those local clinics and get tested. Get tested anonymously. You can go to one of your local HIV centers and get tested. Nobody has to know what you're doing, but make sure you know your status. And you know the status of anyone who you're going to get into a sexual relationship with. This is not rocket science. This is about your life. You already suffered to most of it with a man who wasn't real. You do not want to put yourself in a situation where you end up with a disease that you cannot get a cure for. Use condoms and condom-friendly lubrication every time you have sex. As I said before, a water-based lubricant is easier to clean up, but use the lube that works best for you. They have all kinds, so find out which one works best for you and buy that one. You can't use too much because, remember, your objective is to lube up so much that you cannot get any bruises or irritation in your genital area. Prevention is better than cure. And as you and I already know, there is no cure yet for HIV. If you use illegal IV drugs, stop, because I know some people are on medication that the doctor did not prescribe. You shoot it up in your veins, you snort it in your nostrils, and you swallow it. Please do not do that anymore. Try to stop. If you can't stop on your own, use clean needles and syringes every time. Pray to God to help you quit using illegal drugs. Pray. And avoid having sex when you are under the influence of alcohol or drugs, especially when you are with new or unknown partners who you don't know anything about their sexual history and you don't know their HIV status. I said unknown partners because some straight spouses act like they are in a candy store when they see men around. Some straight spouses are so sex-starved that they will soak up all the sex they can get from whichever straight man is available. I am not kidding. I have heard the stories from women who couldn't care less. You are grown. You are adults. But you should behave responsibly. So, set a baseline. Celebrate turning 40 plus, 50 plus, 60 plus, whatever age you are, with a full series of blood and psychological tests. So you and your doctor can catch early warning signs. And also, so you can tell later when something has changed for the worst. Otherwise, normal becomes an abstract statistical average, which may be, in important ways, not your normal. I am repeating this again. Get tested for HIV/AIDS. And I said HIV/AIDS because some people already have the HIV so long, had no clue, until now it has turned into AIDS. So get tested for HIV/AIDS. Have you had sexual relations with anyone since 1980? Have you had any blood transfusions? You may not have been knowingly exposed, but do you know for certain that all your partners, all their partners, all blood contacts over the past 30 years or so or more have been uninfected? I'm not trying to scare you, but you must know that everyone is at risk. Everyone who ever had sex with anyone, no matter what kind of sex it is, even if you didn't call it sex, everyone is at risk. And seniors are more vulnerable than most. Remember that the HIV test now is quick and simple. No needles have to be involved. Unless you have a positive reading on your first test, then you will need to have blood drawn to do more accurate follow-up tests. Hopefully, you won't need to. I'm going to take a little break right now and then have you listen to some music and then will come back. Because now you're getting awareness information, so it should be blue skies ahead, no gloom. Now, let's talk about the older straight spouse. For you, I'm suggesting that you have a complete battery of blood tests. Take the time to have the blood drawn before your first meal of the day. That means you're going to be fasting when you're going to have the blood drawn, because a fasting test establishes useful parameters for blood sugars and other elements that you may not believe are important now, but they are. Make sure your doctor has a complete set of tests done, so later there are benchmarks that he can refer to if you have not done so yet. Make sure that you and your healthcare provider don't forget about screening for the other age-related diseases. This includes having a mammogram and having your vaginal exams done, prostate checks, colonoscopies, your bone density checks for osteoporosis, because women, you do not want to break any bones trying any new and exciting sexual positions. Do your diabetes screening, your heart screening for blood pressure and cholesterol, routine kidney function tests and your urine analysis, as well as mental health screening, particularly for depression. Yes, depression is a very common ailment in straight spouses, even in those who do not seem to be having a very tough time. So get a whole workup. If you haven't done that yet, please get it done. What does the U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend on HIV testing? Does anybody know? The CDC recommends that everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 be tested at least once for HIV. The test should be repeated annually if there are known risk factors such as multiple sexual partners, men having sex with men, having sexual relations with an active bisexual or gay man or person, use of IV drugs, that's illegal IV drugs, sharing of needles, etc. Because people share needles and they're not shooting up drugs, because some people are diabetics and they use the insulin in needles and in needles for other stuff and they share. I'm not sure why they do that, but people do. In addition, in the presence of a known risk, that is, you fall in any of the categories that I just mentioned, the CDC recommends testing up to age 75. As a straight spouse advocate who have spoken to straight spouses who only become aware of their straight spouse status after age 70, here at South Florida Connects, we believe that raising the universal HIV testing age to at least 85 would help save more lives, or at least improve the quality of more lives. I have a 94-year-old patient who tells me he is sexually active with his 88-year-old girlfriend. So recommending HIV testing into the 80s is not such a bad idea. With more awareness for HIV testing in the older populations, thousands of infected persons over the age of 65, completely ignorant, I don't understand how in 2013, completely ignorant of their HIV status, would know to practice safer sex and get treatment. You know, let me not say I don't understand how, because a lot of women, they have been married to the same man since their 20s. They were virgins when they got married. Now they are back in the dating world. They don't feel the need to get an HIV test because some women still are waiting for confirmation from their husband that they are actually gay. They're still waiting for them to admit it. So that's why some people don't believe they have a need to get tested. I hope if you listen to me, you do not fall in that category. We need to raise awareness of the risk of HIV infection among the elderly. Because with more awareness for HIV testing in the older populations, older people will remain safer, they will get more awareness, they will protect themselves better, and they will go and get checked. So if they are already ill, they will get treatment. We need to raise awareness of the risk of HIV infection among the elderly. Can I say that too many times? I don't think so. Leading to new efforts at prevention and diagnosis, and thus lowering infection rates. Yes, older straight spouses are at risk too, much more than younger straight spouses. Why? Because younger people know more about HIV and the information surrounding the disease. Older people tend to be more insulated. Dating and sex is not what it was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Not anymore. How many people over 55 have undiagnosed HIV or AIDS? How many? According to the CDC, listen to this, nearly 350,000 people over the age of 55 are thought to be living with undiagnosed HIV infection. Did you hear that? Undiagnosed. That means they don't even know they have HIV. That is a huge number in a population who may feel they are not at risk for HIV. About 120,000 of these undiagnosed individuals are over the age of 65 years old. Among them, only about 30,000 are estimated to fall into any at-risk category. So you see why all the other people don't think they have a need to be tested, because they don't think they are at risk. Over 40% of new diagnoses in those over 55 follow hospitalization with full-blown AIDS because they have been HIV positive for many years without knowing it. Some of our straight spouses only found out about their HIV status after their spouse had died. Sometimes the other people have symptoms that look like other illnesses, and some of our doctors are just as naive and only test some people as a last resort to rule out HIV, not even thinking that it is a possibility. Again, this population with the full, you know, the ones with the full-blown AIDS as their initial diagnosis, with them, the survival rates are very low, very low. Is HIV associated with other health conditions related to aging? Yes. Conditions that go along with or are made worse when associated with HIV infection include depression, arthritis, hepatitis, diseases of the heart, lungs, kidneys, and skin, eyesight and hearing problems, high blood pressure, cancer, and secondary infections like pneumonia. So, why is HIV such a problem for older adults? There are four main influences, four main reasons. Because of advances in healthcare, more adults are more sexually active now than before. 73% of people between the ages of 57 to 64 report that they have had sex in the past year. 53% of those 65 to 74 and 26% of those older than 75 have reported having sex in the past year. That's a huge number of older people who are still sexually active. Number two, erectile dysfunction aid drugs make it easier for older men to have sex with younger, more sexually active people who may have multiple partners. Number three, I spoke about this before, but let me mention it again. As women age, they are prone to postmenopausal vaginal dryness, which causes irritation and bruising during sex. Without the use of lubrication, this makes HIV easier to transmit during sex. It makes it easier for the woman to get HIV. Yes, it is easier for a woman to get HIV from a man during sex than it is for a man to get HIV from a woman during sex. But men should be careful also. They should be careful that they do not get a haircut from female pubic hair or bruising. And this goes especially for men who are not circumcised. It is also understood that a circumcised male has a lower risk of getting HIV than one who is not. Number four, IV drug use remains a problem among the older population. Nearly one in six HIV diagnoses in those over 50 correlates to intravenous, and I'm talking about illegal intravenous drug use. So you could say old habits die hard. As a straight spouse, will your doctor be able to figure this out? Yes, he can, but with your help. HIV in seniors is often misdiagnosed. Early symptoms of fatigue, weight loss and mental confusion mimic normal aging processes. A doctor who doesn't know your sexual and social history may assume you don't have sex and don't use recreational drugs. So, be honest and tell your doctor, as the only way you can get the proper care is by being honest to yourself and your doctor. Some of our straight spouses won't even tell their doctors that their spouse is gay. Why not? Going public does not mean telling the whole world, but your doctor should at least know what you are dealing with from a medical standpoint. Discuss your social and sexual history and activities with your doctor at your annual physical exam. And I'm hoping that you're at least getting an annual physical exam. If you have not had one yet this year, make an appointment and go in and do so as soon as possible. You talk about stocks with your stockbroker. You talk about taxes with your accountant. It's time to talk about your health and sexual honesty with your doctor. Can HIV cause premature aging? Yes. The effect of the virus on the body's immune system may accelerate the normal changes in cells that come from aging. People may notice that you are sick even before you begin to acknowledge it to yourself. This can be avoided. You don't want people to talk about you looking like, you know, because you are sick and you are not even getting yourself taken care of. If you already escape some illness with your gay spouse, and I hope you do, don't let a good time ruin your life now. Sex with a straight mate can be great, but take the necessary precautions. Practice sexual safety every time, with no exceptions. Let me say that again. Practice sexual safety every time, with no exceptions. The one time you don't may be the time you become exposed to an infection. Remember that just like how some people get pregnant the very first time they had sex, you can get a life-altering infection the very first time you become careless. If you have been careless a lot and nothing happened to you, say thank you, Jesus, and protect yourself from now on. Stop taking chances. Is treatment of HIV different in older adults? It may be. Most treatment experts recommend starting antiviral treatments, that is the drug cocktail, hard treatment, HAART, early in the course of infection to get a head start on the already aging immune system. Because HIV treatment can interfere with other drugs you take, such as medicines for diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, your regimens must be chosen more carefully. So you have to have a good relationship with your doctor. Drug interactions can be tricky. So speak up early so you can be taken care of. Get tested for HIV if you have not done so yet. Find the best healthcare. Some things to look for in picking a doctor or a clinic, because some of you don't have a regular doctor, but you need to pick one right now. So some things to look for. The doctor you pick should be local and accessible, because if you can't get to the doctor easily, you won't go often enough. The doctor should know how to treat your medical condition or conditions. There is no substitute for interest and experience. The doctor should know how to treat you. So find a comfortable and supportive social situation. That means your doctor's office should be a pleasant environment. And remember, your care does not depend only on the doctor. It depends on the staff too, not just the doctor. Find a doctor you can afford, and I mean afford in quotation marks, because don't set yourself up to have your finances get in the way of good health care. Some doctors are more expensive than others, so find one you can afford if you don't have health insurance, that is. You get no points for going this alone. You get no brownie points at all for doing this on your own, hiding it, keeping it to yourself. You get no points for that. So Social service advocates can help you find and manage your health care. So reach out to your community and service professionals or ask your doctor to point you to the right professionals. Take steps to ensure you get proper care. That means find a provider you trust. Know the standard of care for your condition. Be frank with your healthcare team. Don't hide stuff. Be honest. Keep a checklist. And take notes. Don't be ashamed to do that, because that's the only way you're going to remember some of the things that the doctor tells you. That's the only way you will. And let's take another break for a little while.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, told my million.
You're going to make it. If you are a straight spouse, re-entering the dating scene, losing control can't be good. Pay attention to the one you're with. Talk, words, and gestures. Listen. Pay attention. At your age, sex should be a conversation, not a contest. So pay attention. If you pay attention, you will learn so many things that you might never learn otherwise. When you know that you have drunk a little too much, or taken drugs, or gotten really tired, when you are in unfamiliar or uncomfortable circumstances, you might want to stop and wait for another time before you jump in bed with somebody else. Regret doesn't help to make happy memories. When anyone, anytime, says no, it means stop now. retain whatever dignity and affection you have left. And when you feel uncomfortable with where some personal interaction is headed, speak up. You may find it hard to speak up as you never did before, but don't wait until you're heartbroken. Speak up now. Older straight spouses don't get pregnant. Yeah, we know that. But we do need to minimize risk. When you have sex with someone, you connect to everyone that person has ever had sex with. Did you ever realize that? Did you think about that? You might pick up new techniques, but just as easily an STD, including HIV, or liver disease, or crabs, or genital warts, herpes, you name it, it can happen. So think before you act. There's still a reason for condoms, you know. When we were young, it was all about birth control. Now the condom, along with spermicidal gel and lubricants, are about thwarting other sorts of undesired transmissions. Don't blush. This is real life. Your life. Don't fool yourself by saying oral sex is not really sex. Who said that? Do you remember who said that? Don't do that. You know when you're having sex, so be a grown-up. Take responsibility. HIV is not a respecter of persons, and it doesn't care if you do, if you have sex by mouth, by vagina, or by anus. HIV doesn't care. So be careful. Protect yourself. The physical side of love is life-affirming. So is a smile, a kind word, or even a song. Engage yourself in all of life, and sex tends to follow. But don't make that be the first thing. I know that you weren't getting any sex. I know that you were a sex star for years. I know. But please, remember to protect yourself. Don't let sex be the first thing. Remember, the whole lovemaking thing should be a whole conversation. It's not a contest. Yes, you may be older, but you still have some time left. Don't become slutty. Don't rush into anything. Use your time wisely. There's a lot for you to learn because you really were not doing stuff that you should have been doing. So there's a lot for you to learn. So I know you feel like you're getting old and time is running out, but don't rush. Enjoy what time you have left. Are you feeling invisible? No, you're not. You're not. Just because you're no longer hot in quotation marks, or you don't feel like you're hot in quotation marks, young things doesn't mean you aren't vibrant and sexy. Try to compete in a world of 20-somethings, and you will wind up being a cash resource just like your gay ex might be for his younger gay studs. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? Be yourself. You can be sexy at any age. You don't have to try to be young again because you and I know you are not. So just be sexy at your age. It's time to set your own context. Broaden your imagination. Feel who you are now, sexy and alive. if kids on the street ignore you, if young people don't talk to your pets. Smile at the taxi drivers on the street, because I'm sure they will smile back at you. Smell the roses. Overflow with joy and the world will come along. At least the part of the world you want on your side. Let everything be on your terms. Don't fit into anybody's mold, because you might fit into a mold that you cannot get out of. You don't want to be between a rock and a hard place. You have lived your life all this time in that spot. It's time for you to move out and walk and kick your feet in the water on the sand. Just remember, honor, joy, condoms, lube, lots of lube, lots and lots of lube. Before you venture out, get an HIV test and celebrate your negative results. If you're positive, celebrate that you found out early so you can take care of yourself. And while you celebrate, make sure you protect your negative status, and you make sure you don't get a super infection if you are positive. Lube, lube, and more lube. Now, this should become the song of all these men, postmenopausal women who are suffering from vaginal dryness and all that. I haven't experienced that yet, but I have had women talk to me about it. So if you are one of those women who are experiencing that, go and get your lube. Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, all of those drugstores have lube, and you can go buy it like you buy toothpaste. You don't need a prescription. So lube up, lube up, lube up, lube, 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 and more lube. The slipperier it is, the less likely you will get the HIV. You won't bruise, you won't tear, you won't be irritated. You won't have any broken skin. They have all kinds of interesting lube. Some will even help to enhance your sexual enjoyment with different sensations. So explore. Explore. This is time for exploring. No one ever said life as a straight spouse has to be boring. Female condoms work well for those whose mates cannot use the male condom. No barebacking. You are much too old to be taking chances. Now, I have to give a disclaimer. I am not in any way advocating sex outside of marriage. No, you know me. I'm not. I just know that some of you won't be able to resist it, though. So I am just being honest. I don't want you to do it, but you are going to do it, so I'm just telling you how to be careful. If you can't be celibate, then be extra, extra careful. Blessings to all my straight spouse brothers and sisters. It was a pleasure being with you this evening and this show. Have a blessed evening, everyone.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and straight spouse awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness Professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at SouthFloridaConnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
And maybe